Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm, specializing in business law and estate planning. TheCreamerLawFirm.com. We get things done. The agents and staff of Remax Real Estate Concepts, with offices throughout the metro. Remax Real Estate Concepts is HomeConnectUSA.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, ladies and gentlemen. We've got 25 minutes now past the hour of 5 o'clock. Grateful, as always, that you're here with us. Our guest is Bill Sheridan. Now, this interview is partly personal and partly business. Bill is the owner of Sheridan Writes, where he helps people write books and memoirs and speeches and blogs, form letters, articles, and a whole bunch more. He's also the author of Depot Street Memories. It's now out of print, but you can still get it on Kindle and over on Amazon. And we're going to talk a little bit about that and a whole much more. Welcome to the News Hour, Bill.
Well, it's just a kick to be here, Michael. It takes me back 30-some years when you and I had a chat or two up under Fort Dodge, right?
Yeah.
Fort Dodge is the native
Fort
say.
Dodge, you leave the T off when you say Fort
it's
Dodge.
It's one word.
Yeah, it is one word up there. Yeah, that was, you know, we go back, for full disclosure, Bill and I go back really decades. And he was an English teacher at St. Edmund High School. He was the head of the department, I think, weren't you?
For about 10 years.
Yeah. So, of course, his love for writing stems right out of that.
But did a lot of freelance writing way back since the 1970s, right up until even now.
And Bill also has been a trainer in corporate America and all kinds of cool things. So he's got not only his writing to fall back on, but years and years and years of work with individuals in the insurance industry and several others. Yeah. So good to have you here.
Well, that's great to be here.
This book that you wrote, and I want to start there, and then we'll work into some of the other things that you do, because I think this is a fabulous book. And wherever two or more are gathered, I have told them about this. No doubt that's why it's out of print.
You're one of my biggest supporters, and I've always appreciated that. I wrote it actually for family reasons and ended up with sort of accidentally selling over 1,000 copies and have had great fun with it. I have two older sisters, Claire and Ann, who asked me to make sure that I wrote a book before they die. Well, they're alive and well, but that was some real incentive for me, Michael, to get started doing that way.
Bill Sheridan is our guest. We're talking about his book that's called Depot Street Memories. It's a book about Lawler, Iowa, and growing up as a child. And this it's a bittersweet book because there's stories in there about the death of your father.
Yes.
And other town members and how your mother struggled to raise a family, the education opportunities that were. It is really a cool historical glimpse at what we might look at now as another age altogether.
Well, yeah, times have changed so much since I just turned. I'll be 71 in January, so this goes back into the 50s,
right.
And you're right. When I would go out and make presentations, I probably made 25 or 30 presentations back when I wrote the book about 4 years ago. And one of the things that I would ask every crowd, where the crowd it might be two, the smallest was two, and the biggest was 500, and I'd ask every one of them how many of you wish you knew more about Mom and Dad and Grandpa and Grandpa and Uncle Harry and Aunt Elsie. Michael, every hand went up.
Of course.
And so my plea to them was to write your story. And you don't have to go out and do it like I did and self-publish one. You can do it in Yellow Pages because somebody cares. Somebody cares. And we all have, and I love your word bittersweet, because having read the book, you know, there's funny stuff. I make a lot of fun of myself and different things that happen, but also some sad things. Mm-hmm. And one of them was my father's suicide. And we just, everyone has things in their life and that are difficult. And you, I follow you on Facebook, and you wrote your stories about Mom and me. I feel like I know her because of what you wrote.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's easier to write it than it is to read it.
Absolutely. I hear you. Bill Sheridan, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. And before we get too far out of this, I want to urge you, if you've got a real heart for learning what it was like to live in and grow up in a small Iowa rural community. It's called Depot Street Memories. You can go to Amazon. I think it's under $3 for the Kindle edition.
Whole $3, yeah.
Yeah, and you download that puppy and take a look, because it is a fascinating look. I mean, where you played ball at, and how, you know, the meat locker in town, and the relationships with kids in other communities.
Yes.
You know,
yeah,
I mean, it's all, it is such a cool snapshot, and I'm such a fan about this.
Well, I can't tell you how much I appreciate that, and you know from having read it that it's not even necessarily in chronological order.
No, not at all.
They're just stories that I think maybe my best line in the whole book was in my introduction, where I said, you know, don't expect a beginning or an end. At some point, I'm going to quit writing. That'll be your cue to quit reading. but I mean, it was just a mixed mash of different things that I had written. A lot of them had been in the Des Moines Register and some little magazines here and there through the years. Probably 20% of it had been written previous to me actually sitting down and putting it into book form. And then the other 80%, I would just think of things that happened. And for example, one night I was playing basketball, and the coach lived at our place. We rented out a room out to him, and I thought, boy, this is going to be my chance to play. Well, I still wasn't good enough. and he called me in with a minute left to play in the game, and I didn't want to go in, but I did, and I got four fouls in less than a minute, and I won't tell you whether or not I got that fifth foul, but my buddies on the bench were hoping and praying that I'd get the job done. But maybe somebody will buy the book just to find out.
Just to find out, yeah. It's called Depot Street Memories, and you've parlayed that writing, that love of writing, into a business.
Yes, and I was very active in it for the first 5 years after I retired from the principal. And I had an executive coach, and she said, Bill, make sure you have a plan for your retirement. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, your days are going to turn to mush. And so literally, when I retired on a Friday, on a Monday, I was working with a guy in Michigan, thanks to the internet, doesn't matter where they live.
Right.
So I was able to help people work, as you said, write books, speeches, articles, whatever, no matter where they lived. And one of the things, by the way, with the internet that was wonderful, my little book got passed around all around the country because people had access to it. They knew, you know, word spread, and I'd get emails and texts and calls from people in all four corners of our country.
Yeah, and that's the other beauty. That's one of the good sides of the internet.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And as we all know, not everything that you see on the internet can you necessarily believe, but it is great fun to be able to share these kinds of stories with everybody.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, right now, we monitor Twitter, of course, when we're on the air, and we have put out on Twitter and Facebook that people are right now listening to this on the internet.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, and of course, they can hear it in Lawler, even.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yes, yes.
Do they have computers in Lawler?
Well, they're going to get them pretty soon. No, it's a wonderful little town, and believe it or not, we have indoor toilets and all sorts of good things up there.
Yeah. Now.
Now.
Yeah. The book is called Depot Street Memories. I urge you, if you got any kind of an interest in what it might have been like, especially for kids that don't understand what it was like to live in a small rural Iowa town. You know, if you're 30 years old and you've born and raised in the metro, and you're 40 years old, born and raised in the metro, this is a great thing to pick up just to have that experience.
When you say that, one of the things I wrote about was a story about my neighbor Billy Costigan, and I was grandma sitting, and grandma. Mom was up in New Hampton, 8 miles away on this particular day, and grandma was probably in her 80s, and she had what we then called a spell, and I thought she was dying. I went and got Billy. He thought she was dying, and I tried to get hold of mother, But she was with her sister, my aunt, up in New Hampton, and I couldn't reach her. And people said, well, why didn't you call on her cell phone? Young people. Well, you know, that's the point. There weren't no cell phone back then.
And you, maybe not many phones.
Well, my aunt was a telephone operator. Yeah, also write a story
that's
about
right.
that.
That's right.
And party lines. And you're right. There are things that I take for granted because I lived it. And it would be a lesson and kind of a fun thing for younger people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I highly recommend, just, you know, for a great weekend read, just picking something like this up and saying, you know, I'm going to forget about all the heavy stuff that goes on and let me experience what it must have been like growing up in Lawler, Iowa in the 1950s. Bill, thanks for coming in and doing
this.
Well,
thank you for having me, and Merry Christmas to you and Happy Hanukkah. And
thank you very much. Merry Christmas and Happy Hanukkah to you, my friend.
Excellent.
You can reach Bill online. You can also find him on Facebook. Just search up Bill Sheraton. That's Bill Sheraton. And he could perhaps write something for you. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, move aside for the Wall Street Journal report. We've got the stocks of local interest, and then we've got the commodity reports, and then Cheryl Tessier is in with Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. Hang in there with us. This is Inside on Business, the NewsHour.
Just a small town girl, living in a little.